Edward Ussett. I'm a grain market economist with the University of Minnesota.
Ed, let's talk about the corn market and what you're seeing influence prices and what you plan to watch for as we continue to move through harvest and monitor South America and things of that nature.
I look at this corn market and, we're trying to get through a harvest. You know, we're running late in a few key states. Certainly, that's causing low short-term issues, although I think we're getting a whole lot done this week. And we're going to get that behind us soon enough. The market itself seems to be stuck in neutral. I mean, it can't make up its mind if it wants to take another dip lower. I guess we should be encouraged by the fact that it's stabilized some. It's not going any lower. Some of the things that I think once we get harvest behind us, we start to think about a few other things like this, the corn crops growing in Brazil and Argentina. I'm hearing that they could be good size. That's not a good thing. On the other hand, once we get harvest behind us, this market in the U.S., we're going to start talking about planted acres for next year. And that'll be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, certainly. I think an expectation that we'll see more corn acres and fewer bean acres in 2019. And I'm also curious about the notion, Ed, that we're going to see a lot of selling out of the field for corn as farmers look to hold on to their soybeans for better pricing opportunities. And how might that impact trade?
Well, it is realistic. I'm hearing it. What it'll do to prices, you could have a short-term impact on corn basis as you put a little more extra pressure at harvest on corn. It could do good things to the soybean basis. Little emphasis on little, but I gotta tell you, Mark, that's that idea that this soybean market is going to turn around and heal up anytime soon. That's a scary one to me. I don't know if that's going to happen. These next few months are critical. This is the time we should be selling a lot of soybeans to China. And if they can find their way through the next 3 months without taking any soybeans or taking an absolute minimal amount, we're sitting on a whole lot of soybeans for a whole lot of time. And the chance for a rally, well, it just gets more difficult.
Yeah, I really hadn't thought about it from that frame of mind. If we go months and months and farmers have these beans in storage and the rally that they're holding out for it doesn't occur, well, you can only hold on to soybeans for so long, and then you're going to have a glut of beans, which we technically already do. So that does sound like a nightmare scenario.
It's hard to make that one. It's hard to turn that into a pretty picture.